Hey, what's up? Y'all should subscribe and like right now before y'all do anything, before y'all watch the video, before you even think about doing anything else. Just subscribe and like and please support. Okay, anyways, now we're just testing out the mic because, you know, we finally got a mic.
It's not the perfect setup, but...
No, it is the perfect setup.
We're getting there.
No, it's perfect. Okay. We don't need anything else. This is perfect.
Not the best, but not the worst.
Yeah, so we're perfect. Nah, I'm just kidding. Anyways, so we wanted to start off with the intro and the feedback.
Thank you for your feedback.
I appreciate all the feedback. I did get some personal people, you know, hitting me up and stuff. Like, hey, you know, it kind of went hard. Like, I liked it, you know, trying, like, giving me ideas and stuff, you know. So, yeah, we do really appreciate it. And, yeah.
Yeah, like, feel free to contact us through social media, personally.
Yeah,
leave definitely. It in the comments, whatever, like. We're open to your ideas. We're constantly trying to think of stuff. I mean, we spent like 30 minutes trying to think of
stuff. Nah, this one's going to be a good one, though. But, yeah, I mean, if you have anything, like, anything different, you know, it may be kind of, you know, personal or whatever. I don't know. Just whatever.
And then we got some news. Or Brennan's got some news.
Yes. Okay. So... I did talk to Ken about this before anything. I will be doing my own personal channel, you know, Brennan Diaz channel. So if y'all want to go.
He's not leaving Progcess.
No, I'm not leaving. I just decided, you know, I don't want to put too much on, you know, this channel.
Keep it kind of professional.
Professional, yeah. Just leave, you know, these and the interviews, just specifically on this one.
Yeah.
And, like, all of my vlogs will be on my personal channel. So, if you just look up my name, my unique name, just look up my name, and I'll pop up with my decent-looking picture, you know. And y'all subscribe to that one because that's where all the vlogs will be. But, like, say if I go, like, on the trips or, like, you know, behind the scenes of this kind of stuff, you know, once we start doing more, like, interviews and stuff, like, I'll be doing behind the scenes and all of that. So, that's where all of that will be if y'all want to go subscribe. To that, I do have 3 videos of live streams. I don't know if y'all are interested in that. Some of them are like an hour. Yeah, I think they're like mostly an hour. Yeah,
pretty long.
That's just me live streaming with some homies. Shout out to the homies. They know who they are.
Yeah.
And So that's what's on there for right now. But there will be way more coming soon. I have a lot coming soon on that channel and this one, obviously. But
I mean, might as well just link your channel in the description. You know.
It's gonna be in the description. Hello. So go. Anyways, okay.
Oh, what did we do,
Brandon? I know. okay. So yeah, it'll be in the description. So, but the topic for today, the first one,
Kanye 2020.
Now I'll be going first, or do you want to go first?
No, you got. Okay. Got the floor here.
How I feel about this, him doing it. He said in 2016.
And a while ago.
A while back.
Yeah.
Okay, he's like, I'm going to run for president. He dropped the mic or whatever. I'm crazy. I just feel like he's just doing it just to do it. Like, just to prove a point, you know, of how much he's come this far and now how he can go further, you know, just beyond of music and his brand or, you know. I just feel like he's just doing it just to do it.
Honestly, didn't think he was going to do it. Like, he said it, but I didn't think he'd follow through.
Like, follow through, yeah.
But, I mean, he's changing. He went from this, like, hardcore rap and, you know, everything. And then, boom, gospel album.
Yeah, so.
Boom, he made a church. Like.
Yeah, so, I forgot to mention that, too. You know, yeah, he was, like, a really raw and, like, just, like, his music. Like,
put it all out there.
Like, he was just so raw. And then, all of a sudden, he just started changing. And, like, when they would interview him, like, he was, like, he just changed. And then that gospel album and, like. So, yeah, I mean, I do see he's changing and stuff, but, I mean, I don't know. I just felt he was just doing it just to prove a point.
I mean, we're not saying who we're voting for right now. We don't even know who we're going to vote
Yeah, we
for.
Talked about it earlier, and we were just like,
I mean, we'll see where it goes, if he even gets into the actual race and onto the actual ballot, you know?
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Because I heard he was dropping down, and he wasn't doing it
anymore. And I also heard he wasn't allowed to, like, so... Who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I'm just not going to get, we're not going to try to get in too deep with that. We just wanted to, I just wanted to state my opinion on how Kanye's actually like.
He's doing it.
Doing it. Yeah, like he's actually going to do it, but who knows? We'll see if he's actually about it or not.
I mean, about a lot of things that he says will do, so...
Yeah, I mean, that is true, so...
Let's just hope he doesn't...
I don't know.
Everyone wear Yeezys in the White House.
Yeah, yeah, like, that'll be...
I don't think they'll do that.
I started thinking about that, like, nah, I don't think he'll...
Yeah, I think if it really came down to it, I don't think he's gonna do it. You know, like, he might run for some sort of government office, you know, like, try to be a governor
or something
like that, but I don't... I don't think he'll be president. Not because the people don't like him or anything. I just think he's just gonna drop out. It's gonna get too overwhelming for him.
He's just gonna like call it quits.
Yeah, I mean he's family focused. You know, that's the kind of guy he is. He's family focused.
Yeah, no, there's.
If he's sitting there with all these other problems, because you never know what's gonna hit you as president. I mean, yeah. Trump was chilling, and then coronavirus came, and now he's gonna deal with that.
Yeah. Know? No, I kind of see where you're coming from. Yeah, I see what you. I mean, I agree. I mean, I think he's just, I don't know. Like, he's so successful already. And, like, I don't think he could be dealing with all of that on top of what he already has to deal with, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of see where you're coming from, but no.
Who knows?
We'll see.
Only time will tell. I mean, everything now is just day to day. So, it's not like we can even plan for the future.
Really. No, yeah. I mean, everything's just, I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's very crazy right now, so. But anyways,
next topic.
That was that. Shane. Okay. So I've been wanting to talk about this. I'm very hyped about it. I don't know if Ken is, but I am. So Shane Dawson. Okay. So it's beyond him. It's about the topic behind it is, do you really think he should get totally canceled, bashed on, hated on? For something he did when he was, like, young. Like, I don't even know how old he was.
That was many years ago.
Yes. Like,
when he first started social media, YouTube, all that.
Because we're dumb when we're young.
Yeah.
We are dumb. We do dumb stuff. You know, I just don't think he should have just got, like, okay, yeah, get hate for it, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, get bashed on or whatever for, like, a little bit, you know, and then... He finally came out, and, you know, he's just trying to just do the best, you know.
Yeah,
like,
I mean...
Just apologize, and that's pretty much what you can do, you know. You got to give the guy a break, like...
And a lot of people, like, tried to come at him, like, why are you apologizing and everything? Like, you already did it. It's not going to change anything. But he wasn't thinking right when it happened, and he's matured, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's not saying that what he did was okay, but he's saying that, like... I shouldn't have done it, and I see that now.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was still just like, okay, well, you still did it, but
yeah.
You gotta understand, like...
It's like they...
when you're young, and you're under the pressure that you want to try to get big, which is what he was trying to do. He was trying to get big, and...
So,
I mean, that's not why he did it, but...
No.
He had all this pressure going on in his head, and we don't know what he's going through, like... He's just trying to make it for himself, and then, you know, he messed up, and a lot of people are just, boom, like, you messed up, we don't want you anymore.
But it's like, okay, what do you do now? You mess up, you have so much fame, like, you have so much money.
Sure.
So now you apologize, but once you apologize, they were still hating on him. Like, what more do you want? Like, you know, it's like, you can't satisfy, like, some
And it's not like he's gonna want to just quit everything, like, it's his life, that's...
His career,
all his money into it, that's where his money's coming from.
He invested a lot.
Quit on it.
Like, he invested so much into it, so, like... I don't know, I just wanted to talk about that, how, like, I don't think it's right. You know, you can't just straight up cancel him, and then you want an apology from him, and then he does it, but then you still hate him for it. Like, it's not good enough, you know what
and
I mean?
You can't just judge one person off of one little thing they've done. I mean, I'm not saying, I mean...
Wait, back it up okay. Before you... Back it up.
I mean, you can judge someone if they kill a person, that's a little thing, well, that's not a little thing, but, I mean, you get what I'm saying, like...
Nah, I get what you're
saying. He messed up one time. You can't just hold that against him for the rest of his
life. So if it continues to happen, then yes.
Yeah, if he's sitting there doing it the whole time for, say, a whole year, like, he's just doing it, boom, boom, boom.
Okay,
boom,
yeah.
Then,
yeah, definitely.
Then definitely.
Hate him.
Don't hate him and bash him, but, like, it's okay to be mad at him and stuff when he does that.
Yeah, you'll be upset at him, and, yeah.
But
I
don't,
get what you're saying.
Don't, like, you know, I'm sure some people probably give him death threats and stuff, like...
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
He's still a human, you know, like, human to human, you gotta love a brother, you know, and...
Yeah.
That's what we're all about here, you know, is loving each other, being nice.
It's all love. Okay, that sums that one up. I just wanted to get that.
Well, that brings us into Will Smith and his wife.
Will Smith and the wife.
Will Smith is a legend, though.
Okay, to be honest, I started watching it, and I love Will Smith. That I've been watching him since I could watch. Anyways, no, so I really do love him a lot. Like, He just, I love his movies, I love his acting, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But I just couldn't finish it, dude. I'm sorry, I couldn't finish the video of him, and I didn't want to see the meme, like, yeah. That face of him even, like, trying to, like, barely starting to cry.
It's a real thing that he's having to go through, and since he has, like, this big platform that he's on, like, everybody wants to tap into his life, but you gotta think, this was his marriage, like, this was his wife, and it's all just coming down for him, and then you got all these people being like, oh, well, is it your fault? Is it her fault? Yes. Whose fault? You know, he's just sitting there trying to be the guy that he was and figure out what he has to do now. And
so, I was like speechless at first, but then I'm just like, man, like, all these memes and like everything, I just kept seeing them, and I was just like, oh, this is so horrible. So,
I know.
I mean, I just feel like, people just have to understand, like, how serious, like, that is. Mm-hmm. In that, like, in his life right now, like, the marriage was just, like, that everything, you know?
Like, yeah. Like, that was his family. That's he built that up. Like, him and his wife, they came together, and they built it up, and now it's just coming down, and the media's not helping. They're just bringing it down lower.
They just keep, like, pushing in. You, like, don't forget they have kids. Like,
yeah, like,
what they got kids together. Yeah, they got to see that everywhere. Like, and, like,
they're seeing their parents' faces while their parents are sad, distraught, like, everything. They're having to see their parents turn into memes for people to laugh at.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not something they want to laugh at.
Yeah, it's just horrible. Like, I just couldn't. I didn't even want to watch it no more. Like, I'm telling you, I couldn't watch the full one.
I couldn't watch it.
I didn't watch the full one. Like, I barely watched, like, not even half of it. And I was like, I can't even watch this no more.
From the little bit that I watched, his wife tried to justify that it was okay that she did it.
That she did it?
Yeah. And I was just like, you still, like, because they were saying that they were together. They took that little break or whatever in their marriage.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a long break, but it's not for them to go off and just have fun with other people. Like, they're doing it to better themselves because they knew, like, okay, if we were really going to be in this together, then we got to do it.
Then we got to do it,
She just runs off and does whatever.
I don't even know who the other dude is. To be honest, I don't even care who it is. Like, it should have never happened. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, everyone does their own thing, lives their life the way they want to, and makes their own decisions. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm done with that.
That's our little rant for the
podcast. Yeah, I didn't even, that was it.
Podcast.
So, yes, Logan Paul does a podcast, or interview, I guess, either or.
Impulsive.
Called Impulsive. With James Charles. Oh my gosh. I don't care if y'all love him. I don't care if y'all hate him. I don't care about anything. This is probably one of the most best videos you can watch. Like, I was speechless after I finished it because, like, I feel like I genuinely, yes, that found out who this guy was, because I know he gets so much hate, and like he just gets so much hate just because he is himself, you know what I mean?
I mean, both,
like,
of them still get so much hate. Logan Paul messed up forever ago, and now
he's still getting,
everybody will not put that against him, but okay, continue.
Oh, sorry, yeah, James okay. Because I just always thought, like, he was just, like, you know, I did think he was stuck up. Like, this dude thought he was too cool, and I mean, I didn't hate him because, you know, he was gay or whatever. Like, no, that's besides the point. I just thought he was stuck up and stuff, and I watched the whole thing, bro. I did, and I loved it. I'm sorry. Like, I feel like I just got to know him, like, who he really is. So, if y'all don't like him or whatever, y'all should definitely go check it out. Just search up Impulsive. And then with James Charles, and it'll pop up.
It'll change your view on a lot of things, honestly. Yeah,
like, it was just, like, man, he goes really deep, too. He talks about some stuff that you never thought he would, so.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing. Brandon showed me a little clip before we started, so yeah. I had a little background.
It was pretty dope, yeah.
It was genuine. They weren't doing anything to please the media or nothing. It was just, like, there's four guys.
But yeah,
like,
no.
One-on-one talk, like, about how they felt about everything.
It was just, it's really good. Like, I mean, they joke around and stuff, too. Yeah. Like, they show some kind of photos you might want to see, but it was pretty good. It's pretty dope. So, shout out to Impulsive and Logan Paul. That was pretty dope. And then, here's another one.
This was specifically for Brinovan. He begged for this to be.
I did. I told Ken he doesn't even have to talk about him.
I have no idea about any of this.
I know some of y'all on TikTok seen Adam Ray K. Adam Ray. Adam Ray. Okay. Adam Ray K.
You don't even know who it is.
I just knew him by Adam Ray. I didn't know it was okay or. But what if we're saying it wrong the whole time? Wait, I don't. Nah, that should be it. Anyway,
it's not like he's gonna see this.
Yeah, I know. Right now. So I just wanted to talk about him because he is strictly from San Antonio, Texas. He probably. I haven't watched too much on him. I haven't researched him a lot, but I did watch some of his videos and stuff. And yes, they're hilarious. And my family loves him. But, no, so the thing is, what I'm trying to get to is, like, he probably didn't even know, you know, what he really wanted to do in life. I think he does talk about that with James Charles. He does have a makeup video with him. I have not seen it, but I did hear about it. And he does talk about, you know, kind of how he took off and stuff. But I didn't get to watch it, so. But no, he does, like, so he doesn't even have a career what he wants to do in life, but he starts hopping on TikTok, you know, and he kind of, you know, he does the makeup and the lashes and stuff, and then he just takes off. Like, people start loving him and laughing at him, and he builds, you know, he builds a...
A fan base.
Yes, thank you. So he starts building a fan base, you know, and now he's just, he just blasted off, and now he has, like...
Huge now.
He's, like, phenomenal, like, his... Fan base is so loyal and like he has so many followers and stuff. So, and now he gets to build and just invest and pretty much just take off. So, I just wanted to talk about him and like, you know, just show appreciate. Like I appreciate him and you know stuff because he gives that hope to you know other kids that it's okay to be yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about what other people think of you, as long as it's good. Like no, not good for you, but as long as you're comfortable with yourself. Then you can go anywhere.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want because I know some kids, you know, you don't got the coolest shoes, you know, you don't got the coolest shirt.
You might not have like the best house or the best car.
Yes, but
as long as you're good inside.
Yeah.
And you treat others like respectfully and like the way you want to be treated, it'll get you anywhere in life.
Yeah, and like the best advice is to be yourself.
Always.
Be yourself. Be that cute self you are because I know you're cute. You're almost cuter than Ken. Almost. Anyways, no, but I just wanted to shout that out, you know. Just please, just be yourself and just invest. Invest in yourself.
Invest in yourself, invest in others.
And shout out to Adam Ray. Okay.
Yep.
We love you.
All right, next topic.
Next topic.
I requested this one. So the way we're going to kind of close out the podcast is we're going to do like a little hopeful or inspiring kind of happy story. And one that I stumbled upon recently was this little kid. His name was Bridger, I think. Oh, I don't even know how old he was, but he saved his little sister from a dog attack. And, I mean, he's got, like, a scar with, like, stitches, like, all the way up his face. Kind of looked like...
Yeah, no,
like
I saw the picture. It. Yeah.
Yeah, and dude's a real-life hero. Like, he's watching out for his sister.
Yep.
And he could have died, but he saved his sister from dying and got in the way and sacrificed himself. And what's even cooler is the guy who plays Captain America. I don't even know his name.
No, his name is... the dude that plays Captain America.
Yeah, he reached out to Bridger on a video and was just saying, like, you're a real-life hero. You know, you stepped in when times were tough. You were brave. And he kind of just, like, congratulated him and said how proud he was of him. And then he's like, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to give you one of my shields.
I heard it. No, I didn't see it. I heard about it, though.
Yeah, this kid, you know, I mean, he didn't do it for fame or anything, but he's just getting a Captain America shield for saving his sister.
Yeah, so the story I heard, and that was amazing. Like, this kid, that was amazing. It really was.
It really
like,
was.
And, like, a lot of, like, they're all shouting him out. I think he was on SportsCenter, right?
Yeah.
Or no, yeah, like
SportsCenter. They posted it or something.
Yeah, they posted it. Like, man, it's just crazy. It was...
But, I mean, he did something... That most adults probably wouldn't do.
Yeah.
If adults see like a dog going after something, they probably wouldn't get in the way. You know, they're all worried about themselves.
No, we do not hate adults.
But then to top it off, you know, the guy who plays Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah.
He made a video too, and he told him like, "You're a rock star. You're a hero." Like,
really? I didn't even hear this.
Yeah, I saw this one recently, and he told me, he's like, you know what? On your birthday, reach out to me, and I got a special surprise for you.
Dang.
So we don't know what it's going to be.
So cool.
We're going to see, like, Iron Kid or something.
For real? Little Iron Boy? But, yeah. So the story was, I heard that, like, the dog was running. at her, and yeah. she was just there, and then the kid saw it, and then he jumped yeah. right in front, right?
Yeah. Damn, and I don't know how long the crazy. Kid was sitting there getting attacked by it or something, if there's any adults around, but he stepped in, just boom, like no instinct, just
man, that is
saved.
Crazy. Yeah, most of, I mean, I don't know, it just changes the views and perspective, you know, what...
Yeah.
What you can do while you're young, you can do a lot while you're yeah. young. No matter how young you are.
And no matter how old you are, too, you know.
You can do whatever.
If you have a dream, go pursue it, honestly.
Yes, you're going to waste time. I saw this one post. I don't even know who said it. They were like, you're going to waste time of trying to figure out what you want to do, that you're just going to get satisfied on
what you're going to do, and you're not going to do it.
Yes, I saw yeah. that, and I was like...
Made you think, like, what am I thinking of that I'm not doing?
Yes, I'm like, man, like, I mean, you just, so go do what you want to do in life. Now, don't go do bad stuff and, like, don't go to jail and, like, get a felony and, like,
we
whatever.
We don't condone on that.
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm saying, but, like, be good, you know, and...
Be yourself, you know, make a name for yourself. Don't be doing stuff for the recognition of it, you know, work in silence, and then the recognition will come. That's all you gotta do.
Yep. I couldn't have said it any better. Cause that, I mean, it's just true. It really is true. Like,
yeah.
That's all you gotta do, but. Nah, yeah, that's pretty much sums up episode 2.
You wanna kinda say what we're planning for with our lives in the future right now, or?
No. Just kidding. I do. You wanna go first?
I'll let you go.
Alright. So, you know, I got a lot of things going on right now, but, I'm gonna make a good little purchase. It's gonna cost quite a bit, and y'all are gonna see it soon, and I'm very excited. Some people know I did post it on my social medias on one of them, yeah. but y'all gotta go follow it, and y'all gotta go subscribe to my channel, and it's gonna be really dope. Like, it's gonna be exciting. I'm just too excited. Like, you could tell.
I can tell.
So that's coming soon, and it's gonna be featured. It is going to be featured in, like, my vlogs, possibly on here.
Yeah, never know.
You never know. It might show up on here, but it's mainly going to be on my vlogs if you want to go subscribe to that channel. So, that's pretty much what I'm excited about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I'm hoping school doesn't start, but yeah. I'm just curious to see what's going to happen with school and coronavirus and everything.
Yeah, that's a big thing, too.
Yeah, I mean, if we go online, so be it. Like, it's my senior year, I'm not worried. I mean, life isn't about what you do in high school.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I'm not worried about it. I mean, yeah, I'd like to go make memories with all my friends and classmates, and stuff, but... Yeah. There's a life after high school.
Yeah, no, definitely. So it's not all about high school sometimes. You got to start thinking about, hey, what am I going to do after?
Yeah,
what's going to hit me after? Because it's...
Am I going to have a house, an apartment? You know, when am I going to raise a family? You're going to raise a family? You never know what's going to happen in life. So it's just day by day, you got to look at it and just hope for the best.
Start thinking about it. But,
No, that's it. That's all I have.
Yeah, I mean, just keep supporting.
Yeah,
please.
It means a lot.
We appreciate everything. Whoa, let's talk about where you can find this at if you don't want to watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, if you don't want to sit here and look at our pretty faces for however long this podcast is now,
I know.
You can just go listen to us, you know, like say you're driving down the road, you can just turn it on through the radio, but Apple Podcasts, you can look us up on Spotify. On the Anchor app.
Shout out to the Anchor app.
There's many more, but I mean, we'll plug ourselves down below. And just go listen to us on there if you want, so you don't have to look at us.
Shout out to Anchor and them. I mean, excuse me. Who wouldn't want to look at this and this? But no, definitely no, they'll be on there. Like, if y'all don't really want to watch it on here, y'all go hear it when you're driving down or just whatever. So it'll be on there and we can put them, in the, where they could find them at?
Yeah,
I'm definitely, y'all could find it on there.
We'll have it on our social media, too.
Yeah, and in our personal social media, you can find it on there, too, like the links or whatever, so.
That's all we got. Don't forget to follow us. Like,
subscribe.
All that.
Tell me how y'all feel about this one. If y'all want any topics for us to talk about, drop them in the comments.
And if you got any people that you think we could interview, you know.
Yeah.
People that are on the come up. People that are already kind of big.
Athletes or whatever.
Tell them to hit us up or give us their info and we'll hit them up.
We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen.
For y'all. All right.
No, that concludes episode two.
So, yeah.
Y'all have a great rest of your life. I guess we don't know when they're going to watch this, so enjoy.
What's our quote?
Not the best, but not the worst.
Not the best, but not the worst.